If a chareshes, that she stays that way the rest of her life, if she could say goodbye to him, no man is going to want to marry her. They'll always be afraid maybe she'll say goodbye to him. Mashenka Nektana, Rashi explains, that since it's only for a few years until she becomes a gedela, her man will think, okay, I'll act nice to her, I'm not afraid she'll get rid of me. So therefore, the Rabbanu were misakin for Ktana to be a Mayan. Mashenka and Machareshes, they couldn't be misakin it, because then nobody would marry her. For the Gemara, Maishna Ktana de Yochla Betruma, or Maishna Chareshes le Yochla Betruma. Like how come, let's say if a Koyin marries a Bas Yisrael Ktana, that the Kedushin is only Chalma de Rabbanan. The Loch is he's allowed to let her eat Truma de Rabbanan. Mashenkin, if a Koyin marries a Chareshes, that the Kedushin is also Chalma de Rabbanan, he's not allowed to let her eat even Truma de Rabbanan. The question is why not? Now we have the proof for these halachas. The Tanam was not like this. Heyed Rabbi Yechonin ben Gudgoda, ala Chareshes. Sheshia Ovia, that a Chareshes, that a father married a wolf Midiraisa. She Yoitza Beget, that she could later on in life receive a get for herself, like we learned before in our Mishnah, that since Gerushin does not need Das of the Yisha, even though she's a Chareshes, she could receive a get. Now it goes on that the Brice here to say, Via Katana Bas Yisrael, Shenisis Lekoyin Shechelas Petruma. Like Rashi said, the Gemara before said it means Truma de Rabbanan, that if Katana or Bas Yisrael got married to a Koyin, she's Lari Truma because of her husband. Now, V'ilu Chareshes Lo Yochla. Now the Raya is, how come this Braisa, it starts off talking about a Chareshe, that a father can marry off Midiraisa. Then it starts talking about Truma goes to a Katana. Why doesn't it stick to Chareshes and say, that if a Chareshes, the Bas Yisrael, got married to a Koyin, she could also eat Truma? Why did the Braisa have to skip to talk about a Katana? And that's the Diak, that a Chareshes is not Lari Truma Midirabonin, even Truma the Rabbonin, the Koyin cannot let her eat. That's the question, why not? So the Gemara answered, the reason why a Chareshes cannot eat Truma, Gzeira Shema Yochel Cheresh Becheresh. Like maybe in a case where the Koyin will be a Cheresh, and he'll marry a Chareshes, and then also he's going to let her eat Truma. So that's the Gzeira. First of all, the Gemara asked the Kasha, what's wrong? For Leichel, let her eat Truma. The Habamina is now, she's eating Truma, the rice even. For the Gemara, what's wrong here? But the Locher is Kotan Leichel Nevelesu. It's only like a cotton. She's not a bardas. She doesn't have oinshin. So even when a cotton eats nevelas, we're not mitzvah to stop him. So what should be wrong altogether? So the Gemara answers, So Gemara says, Gzeiro shemiyachol cheresh pepichis. We're afraid maybe the kohen the cheresh will marry a normal wife, a pichis, and she's a gevela. So if she eats truma now, she'll be over nisa deraisa. So that's what we're afraid about. For the Gemara, for cheresh pepichis nami lechol betruma derabonin, I'll call upon him even though the kohen's a cheresh. But midirabonin though, he could marry a pichis. So when he marries the pichis midirabonin, they're married, how come she can't eat truma derabonin? Just like a katana before, we said she's allowed to eat truma derabonin. What's the difference? The Teretz says, gzeirom, dum osi liyochla betruma deraisa. Here we're afraid maybe you let her eat Truma Diraisa. That since she's a Gedela, and her we're afraid Xavier maybe she come to eat Truma Diraisa, which will be Nisa Diraisa for her. We're the Koyin's married to Katana, we don't make this Gzeira. Because even if she comes to eat Truma Diraisa, like it's only caught in Eichon Avelis, Mashenkin over here that the Cheresh is married to, we make Xavier this. You can't give a Chereshes, because also in the case he's a Cheresh, marrying a Pichis. And where a Cheresh marries a Pichis, they were afraid she can't eat Truma de Rabbanan, maybe she'll come to eat Truma de Raisa. So the kids are by Chareshes that you can make mistakes with the Gedolim, the Rabbanan made Xera, she cannot eat even Truma de Rabbanan. Now the Gemara asks, Umaish no Kitana de Yislo Ksuba. How come with the Rabbanan, when you marry a Kitana, you have to give her Ksuba? Umaish no Chareshes less lo Ksuba. How come if you marry a Chareshes, even in the Rabbanans, you do not have to give her Ksuba? So Gemara answers, the Im came, because if we're going to say the man, when he marries a Chareshes, has to give her ksuba, mimnoyiv lo nosiv lo. Men won't want to marry her. Again, because a Chareshes, she stays that way the rest of her life. Because it's not so geshmak to marry her. So Azoy, if they don't have to give her ksuba, they'll marry her. If they want to get rid of her later, they'll get rid of her. But if they're going to have to give her ksuba, men won't marry a Chareshes. Therefore, the Rabbonin were not misnaken a ksuba for a Chareshes. Mashenkin a Ketana, like there, a person would give her ksuba, because he knows, eventually she's going to become a Gedolah, she'll be a normal wife. So it's kedai for you to marry her now, even if you have to give her ksuba. Now the Gemara asks, how do we know this? Uktana minolon diyis lo ksuba. How do we know this, you say, that a ktana gets a ksuba?
The Tanam would learn it like this. Hamamamenes, if an Isha, like the Tana, gives me into her husband, she says goodbye to him. Relsvi Yashniya, in the case where you're married to Gdusha with the Rabbonin, she's an Erva with the Rabbonin to you. So with the Rabbonin, you have to give her a get, like your grandmother. The idleness, or else in the case where your wife became out to be an idleness, that she can't have children. So it's like Mekach Tois. In all these cases, then learn Ksuba. When you get rid of them, you do not have to give them a Ksuba. But you go out with a get. So here it's mashma clearly the word Ktana Yeshla Ksuba, that Ktana does have Ksuba. Because it says only Hamamenes. Only when she says goodbye to him, that's when she does not get a Ksuba. But mashma, even though she's a Ktana, if the husband gives her a get, the husband does have to pay her a Ksuba. So here we have a raya that Ktana gets a Ksuba. Now the Achareshis Minolo and the Lesley Ksuba. How do we know Achareshis does not deserve a Ksuba, does not get a Ksuba? Mishum Takonis the Rabbonin. The Tanya will not like this. Cheresh v'shoita shenosu pikhis. In the case where the man was a cheresh or a shoita, if he married a normal lady, his afal pish and his pach, even the lady becomes normal. Even afal pish and his pach a cheresh, the cheresh becomes normal later. V'nishtefu ha-shoita, the man that was a shoita now becomes normal. His ein lemalein klum, they have nothing. There's no chiyuv ksuba upon them at all. That since at the beginning, when you made the first kedushin, you were a cheresh or a shoita b'chlal doesn't have kedushin. But even a shoita that has kedushin, you have no din ksuba. Now, rotzel kaima, now that you became normal, if you still want to stay married to them, yesh len ksuba. Now you have to give them a ksuba. But mashem before, when you were cheresh, there's no chiyuv to give your wife a ksuba. There's the diet that a cheresh does not have to give his wife a ksuba. Now, pikeach shenosha chereshes. Oy shoita, in the case where a normal man married either a chereshes or married a shoita, afilu kosav lo neyamono ksubosa kayemis. Even if he writes her $100, like, the ksubra is kayim. And the reason is, or we have the girsa mifnei shiroitza lozak bin chosav, the bach says the girsa should be mifnei shiroitza lozak bin chosav. If a man writes in that he wants to give her ksuba, it's acceptable. We say, why? Because since he wants to have enjoyment from Hana Chosim, that's why he means to machayiv himself now with ksuba. Hanu svara. So the diik is taima derotz, only because the husband wants to be machayiv himself with ksuba. Because he wants to have enjoyment from Hana Chosim. Hola rotz, mashmivu does not want to give her ksuba. Ein lo, she does not have ksuba. So mashmivu sham al diik takona of marrying a chareshes, you do not have to give her ksuba. That's the question, why not? And the Teretz says, the came, Mimnoiv le nasvalo. Again, if a person has to give her ksuba, people will marry you. If they know they have to give her ksuba, it's not kadai to marry you. For the Gemara Yochi is so, Tikhis, lecheresh, lesakin lo ksuba. In a case where she's normal, but the man is a cheresh, so lechura, here we're trying to do something good to the man. Because he's a cheresh, she is normal. So chura, if you want to do something, we want to make a tikkunah that he should be able to get married, we should make it easy for the ladies to marry them. So chura, here they shouldn't be misakin ksuba. Since the wife here is a pikeches, she's normal, she deserves to have a ksuba. So if we want to make it easy for the cheresh to get married, we should have made a tikkunah that he does have to give her ksuba, in order that the pikeches should accept the kedushin. The imkem, because if we don't give her a ksuba, minnoi v'le mitzvah, she won't accept to get married to him. Like she figures she's normal. Why does she have to get married to a cheresh for? Let her get married to a normal man and she get a ksuba. So that should have been the reason that the rabbanon should be misakin to give even a cheresh, that a cheresh should have to give a pikeches or ksuba. Has to with the rabbanon, he doesn't. The Teretz is that here we don't have to be afraid. Because yoise mishresh roitz alisa isha roitz ilanose. More than a man wants to get married, a lady wants to be married. For Nietzsche, Isha is a big cover, a big bizoyin, if she's not married. Therefore, we're not afraid, and Isha will take anybody for husband. So even though he's a cheresh, like Lamaisa, cheresh will be able to find a shidduch. Therefore, we don't have to make such takonis that he should have to give her ksuba. Therefore, the left, like a loy plug, a cheresh and a chereshes does not get a ksuba. Now the Gemara says, it was a maisa who cheresh, tevi bishvavisa de Rav Malkiyov. It was a cheresh that was in the neighborhood of Rav Malkiyov. In Tzavoyisusa, he got married to a wife, the cost of La'arba Meyazuzi, and he wrote down in the Ksuba, like, I'll pay you $400, Minachaser from his Nechosim. So my Rav said, Man Chochem Krav Malkiyev, who's so smart like Rav Malkiyev? The Gavarabu, he's like a great person. Why? Because he holds like this, you know what he made up.
that this cheresh should be mechayiv by the giver of ksuba. All right, turn over. Not that the yag is on the ikur adin. On the ikur adin, he also agrees you don't have to give a ksuba. He was just masakin that they should give a ksuba. Why? Kisavar. Ilurotza shivcha lishamshoi. Miloi zavninin law. If he wanted to buy a maid, somebody a maid, the shivcha to work for him, wouldn't he have to pay money for the maid? So kol shchein hol kadikotarti. Havadir, when you get married and you have a wife, she's like double. She's your maid and she's your wife. So havadir, you should have to pay him money. So even though the rabbonim there's no chiyuv ksuba, still, he made like a nice thing that you should pay him money. Omar Rav Chiya Barashi Yomar Shmuel, Eishes Cheresh Ein Chayovim Moleh Oshem Toli. If somebody else lives with an Eishes Cheresh, he's not even Chayav in Oshem Toli. In other words, we're talking about happening now. A Cheresh got married, right? So now we're coming out, the Mishnah says, Midrabonin, the Cheresh could marry. But Avad Kedushin is only Chal Midrabonin. So therefore, if somebody else lives with his wife, he's not also midiraisa. It's not called an eshes ish. He's only over this to the rabbanon. So now he is saying over the name of Shmuel that Yishno, there's not even a chiyav of a noshem toli. That means, like we'll see later on in the Gemara, that the Tzatz is saying that a cheresh, he has maybe a suffik dikadin if he has das or not. Maybe his das is really a suffik whether it's called das or not. So therefore, when he marries a wife, true, it's not 100% chal midiraisa, but maybe it's a suffik if it's chal midiraisa. My nafkamina, that if somebody else lives with her now, he'll be over an Issa, Safik Issa the Rabbanon, that he should have to bring Noshem Toli. So that's what Shmuel is telling us, no, that you should know if somebody lives with the wife of the Cheresh, he does not have to bring Noshem Toli. So partially you learn because the Cheresh's Das is called zero, Midiraisa. There's no Kedushin Chal at all, Midiraisa. Therefore, it's only Midirabbanon, there's no Issa Midiraisa. So Mura says, Leino Messiah, let me bring a proof to him. We have a din of Chamisha lo yitroinu. There's a Mishnah that says five people cannot make truma. The Yimtorma were entrumas and truma. If they do make truma, the truma is not chal at all. The Elohein, these are the five people. Cheresh, Shoita, the Kotin. This is the diuk. That if a Cheresh has zero das, he's not called yet Labne Deyaninu. Who is in the Shoita, the Kotin? If they make truma, nothing at all is chal, then now Labne Deyan. The Aterime, Shoita, Shaloi. If one person, one yid, takes off truma for his other friend without his permission, so he wasn't a shliach, truma needs shlichus, therefore without a minu shlichus, you can't do it. Even if a Jew gave permission, made a goy shliach, but the locher is an akum, is lav b'nei shlichus ninu. So therefore, ain't truma a truma. What these five people do, the truma is not chal, and it ends off. Here, ain't truma a truma, it's mamish not chal at all. So l'chur you see that a cheresh's das is called zero das. So that's the right to Shmuel, that if a cheresh gets married, midiraisa, there's no tzad kedushin at all, therefore there's no chi of oshem toli. So Mura said, no. Who the yomak Reb Leza? Could be, he goes like Reb Leza. The tanya of Yitzchok came with Shum Reb Leza. Trumas cheresh loy taitzi l'chulin. No, if a cheresh makes truma, it does not go out l'chulin. Why? Mivnei shu sofik. Because it's a suffix. So it comes out, according to Reb Leza, the Taka Cheresh's Das is called a suffix, whether he has Das or not. So maybe Shmuel holds like Reb Leza. For at the Gemara, he's severe like Reb Leza. Shmuel holds like Reb Leza. Oshem Tolu Nami L'chayiv. So why Taka aren't you Chayiv Noshem Tolu then? If you're going to tell me now that a Cheresh has a mix of or suffix Das, that maybe his Kedushin is Chal Mediraisa, like we'll see later on in the Gemara soon, so somebody else lives with that, should be a suffocatious ish, you should be Mechayev and Oshem Toli. So Gemara says, even if Shmuel holds like Reb Leza, but the Yisrael of Oshem Toli is, Beinon Chaticha Mishtei Chatichas. That's called the Yisrael of Ikva Yisura. It has to be that there are two pieces in front of you. The Marshal, you have two pieces of fat. One was Chelev and one was Shuman. One was Osir and one was Mutter. And you don't know which one you ate. That's the case that you know you did a Vadai Sofik Yisur, and Inissa was really in front of you. That's called Ikva Yisura. Then if you eat one of these two pieces, Minas Sofik Yichayev Noshem Toli. But in our case, where you have the wife of the Cheresh, true, she's a Sofik, whether she's married with the rights or not. But there's not two pieces here to say there's Vadai one Yisur here. There's no Ikva Yisura. So in such a case, even though it's Sofik Midiraisa, but a Noshem Toli you put it from. For the Gemara, Mi boy, for the Gemara, mi boy, Reb Leza chaticha mishtei chatichas. Does Reb Leza need that? For Tanya, we learned Reb Leza why met kvi. Kvi, that's a doubt whether it's called a behema or a chaya. is chayovim al chelba yoshim toli. Now, if you eat a chelav of a kvi, Reb Lezol yichayev noshim toli. And the locher is like this. The chelav of a behema is also chayev chorus. The chelav of a chay is mutter. So you have this kvi, it's a sofik what it is, so it's a sofik isa. Even though it's not called ikvai surah, because there are not two pieces here, it's only one piece when you have a sofik, what this one piece has? And still Reb Lezol himself holds yichayev noshim toli. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Shmuel, sofik Reb Lezol b'chodo, or polygalab chodah. Shmuel taka could hold like Reb Lezer that a cheresh has a suffix, whether his das is a good das. But negayat ilchasashim toli yagas and Reb Lezer and says no, since it's not ikvay surah, it's only one ashes cheresh here, which is a doubt whether she's an ashes ish or not, so there's no ashim toli. Vika the army, someone say like this, that Omar Rav Chia Barashi Yomar Shmuel, ashes cheresh tak is yes, is chayav male ashim toli. Because yells like Reb Lezer, that a cheresh is a sofik whether his das is a good das. So when he got married, it's a sofik if it's chal midirais or not. So if another man lives with his wife, he's chayav noshim toli. Meis we have a kasher on this, the mission we learned before, that chamisha lo yitroimu, says there clearly that a cheresh makes trum with the trum is zero, not the trum is not chal at all. So see clearly a cheresh has no das at all. So Mora says no, could be shmul sovlok Reb Lezer. He holds like Reb Lezer, holds no, it is called the sofik das. It's a sofik whether cheresh has das or not. Now we'll explain. Boy, Rav Ashi asks like this. My time with Reb Lezer, what's the pshat from Reb Lezer that he says that the truma is a sofik truma? Mivshap shitele, one way to learn is that he knows for sure the cheresh died to klishta. A cheresh's das, his understanding is like 50%. That's how much brains he has. O miyo misafkele, he died to tilusa.